If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And let's talk about food inflation. And if there's one food that is symbolic of inflation the past few years, it is
the incredible edible egg.
I've got an expert on the phone.
My name is Mark Dresner, and I am the Director of Communications at the American Egg Board.
More about why prices are so high again after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, high egg prices. Don't blame the farmers, says our expert.
Farmers are doing everything they can to keep costs down, but the volatility that we've been seeing in egg prices reflects many factors, most of which are quite honestly outside the control of an egg farmer.
So what do we blame? Well, the big thing is the bird flu.
And this is devastating to egg farmers. In the U.S., we've lost about 40 million egg-laying hens since the beginning of 2024 to today. It has an emotional toll, which cannot be understated, and a financial one for the farmer as well.
And another reason for high prices is this.
I love it.
The volume of eggs at retail has been up year over year. So these two forces combined, tight supply, high demand, are directly causing the spike in wholesale prices.
Hold on, wait a minute. There's something wrong with that equation. Normally, when the prices of a product go up, demand goes down. That is not the case with eggs.
The numbers of eggs by the dozen have been up every month, year over year, for almost 2 years, for 22 consecutive months.
Or, put another way,
Americans just love their eggs.
Yeah, we do. And he says, keep this in mind.
The carton of eggs at 3 eggs per person will feed a family of 4. It's a good value.
The incredible edible egg.
Meanwhile, the move to require cage-free eggs has also played a role in lower supply and higher prices. More about that tomorrow. On the food calendar, you'll need an egg or two for this. It's National Chocolate Cake Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN. Yeah, thank you. And yesterday we heard the two main reasons egg prices continue to be so damn high, or darn high, are one, a shortage of eggs because of the tens of millions of hens that have been killed because of the bird flu, and number two,
Americans just love their eggs.
Yeah, demand continues to be high despite the higher prices. But there's a third reason that is adding to what we pay, which we will hear about after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, egg prices continue to be the poster child of inflation. The biggest reason is the bird flu, which has been killing hens by the millions since January of 2022. And inflation itself is a reason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fuel, feed, labor, packaging, everything went through the roof. All of those inputs for farmers.
That is Mark Dresner, the Director of Communications at the American Egg Board in Rosemont. He says another factor in higher egg prices are laws in several states requiring hens to be cage-free.
Just shy of 40% of the egg-laying hens in this country are raised cage-free. But more than half of the birds that were impacted were cage-free. It's a smaller slice of the pie that was hit disproportionately.
And also, farmers in states without the cage-free mandate who want to sell eggs in California and the other cage-free states need to spend a lot of money to change operations in order to comply.
And retailers as well that sell exclusively uncaged eggs are going to see a more pronounced impact as a result of avian flu.
Meanwhile, because of factors beyond the control of our poultry farmers, eggs remain the symbol of food inflation.
It has been a very tough time to be an egg farmer.
Can't we find another commodity to pick on for a while besides eggs?
Please do. Please do.
Mark Dresner of the American Egg Board. On the food calendar, oh, look, it's another product requiring eggs. It's National Blueberry Pancake Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.